Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, welcome around the world. And the other day I was in the local hardware store, a friend of mine, the manager, and I was waiting my turn, and a nice guy was doing a transaction and commented about my dog and, you know, just a little casual conversation. Anyway, I'm standing there thinking that, you know, the no problem with anything. He could read it. He could access it. He doesn't have to worry about, in some places, if he's in a wheelchair, he wouldn't be able to get in. You know, the regular stuff that people do every day, right? And it suddenly occurred to me, I mean, I knew it, but it occurs to me a lot now, more than it did several years ago, that the reason this guy didn't have any trouble, because there's enforcement of these laws, of these rules. You know, you can't make it so that a person comes into a place and they're going to buy something and they can't read the machine or see the price or whatever it is, or read the label, you know. You couldn't do that. Your place would go out of business. You wouldn't have a business. And the reason you can't do that is because there's enforcement of laws and labeling and part of safety. You know, even with the money, you have to be able to read what you're buying and what your purchase price and all that stuff, right? Because there's enforcement. The law would get after the vendor, the business owner. Well, we don't have that enforcement. And that's where the ADA has failed us. In every aspect of life, that law should have made us equal. That doesn't mean that the disabled person or the blind person is always right and, you know, can't do any wrong. No. We're not talking about that. There's a hell of a lot of disabled people that I wouldn't want to be friends with, you know, because I don't like them as people. But the right to be able to be equal should be there. And that should have been the intent of the Americans with Disability Act. Because the politicians, and I've found out recently, more than ever from experience, the politicians don't give a damn about us. Did you hear what Cuomo did today here in New York? He appealed to the business people to stay in New York. He's going to try to give them get the legislator to give them a lower tax. What is he doing for us? I mean, New York gets money because of us. Don't think it doesn't. They get money from the federal government because of the millions of disabled people. But what is he doing for us? Where's the accessibility? Where's the enforcement? They do things for everyone but us. Have you noticed that? And it's more lately than it has been 5 years ago. It's gotten worse. The enforcement of the American Disability Act is horrible. There is none. There's no enforcement. There's no protection. You go to our Facebook, Inner Sight, you'll see the question should be up there. How many disabled moms will be denied service dogs this week. What is the American Disability Act going to do about that? Absolutely nothing. What are the agencies going to do about it? Nothing. What are the politicians going to do about it? Not a damn thing. Well, what good is that law? A person can be denied their safety, their life. And like somebody said to me several years ago, don't you need the guide dog to get the job? That's true in a lot of cases. A lot of people can't get around without a dog when they're blind, as well as they would, with a cane. So they're robbing us of safety. They're robbing many of us from trying to get out there and get a job. And many, many other aspects of our lives. Equality. A guide dog makes you more equal. Because it enables you to walk through and not have to worry about it. More so than if you were just using a cane. So there's another part of it. Diminishing the equality of many people who are denied the service dog. I want to thank the Big East Akita Rescue. And when we come back, by the way, we're going to talk more about how the American Disability Act should be, the inner sight version of what it should be. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank her for all her help. And over the years, and wasn't for the Akita Rescue, I would never guide dog. So anyone out there who is interested in adopting an Akita, dial 609-388-7004, and I'll give you the email on there. And you can send them an email and let the rescue know what you need the dog for, because they're very good in evaluating their dogs. All right, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. My buddy, Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Mr. Kennedy. So check them out. All the beautiful children of the world. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few who have passed. And all those who are with us, go an extra mile for a child. And I spoke with our autistic advocate the other day, Maria. I'm glad to know that her daughter, Athena, is doing good through this whole mess. And we have to commend and praise Maria for keeping Athena with her and out of the institutions. There's an example that people can look to. Of course, her family has the money, but even so, you got to give her credit. But you see, the agencies should make sure that people have the money. And so should the politicians. All right, inner sight and all the beautiful children of the world, go an extra mile for a child. Hey, let's see, around the world, some of our friends who have helped us, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, SuttonInsurance.com, Truro Law Center, Good Mojo Printers, to mention a few. And the Islip Queen is here, local in Islip. The Sunset Restaurant, who is going to be helping us again with the benefit that we're putting together. We're going to honor Pamela Raymond, a former soap opera star. So we'll keep you posted on that. When we get the date, we'll start promoting it. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. If you want to leave a message or you need help, as a disabled person, we'll do our best for you. We don't have the resources that these multi-million dollar agencies have. But sometimes, many a times, we do more without the resources than they do. And we wish that they would change their ways and join us. We'd work with them. Inner Sight, all right, around the world. And let's see, we'll hold off on the Able News, see if our co-host pops in. What's going on with that, I don't know. But anyway, we'll try to open up the phones at 312-816-1650. All right. The Inner Sight call-in number. I'll have to double-check that, see if I got it right. Okay. Inner Sight, and nobody starved on Long Island. 213, that number is 213-816-1650 is the call-in number. You need dog food, cat food. The guy to call is Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Phone number. Cat food, medical when he has it from the veterinarian. So give Gary a call. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. I want to say hello to my friend Jimmy the Poet and his girlfriend Nancy. I hope she's doing good. All the people who from time to time help us, and we greatly appreciate it. Keep this thing alive. Inner Sight. James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. Phone number. Talking tonight about how the Americans with Disabilities Act should be. All right, we have a concept, and of course it's subject to being altered. The concept is that on-the-spot enforcement should be key. You know, if a person can't get into a place, if a person's being denied because they have a service dog, if a person is having trouble because the establishment doesn't want to hire them, you know, because they don't have the equipment, or because they just don't want a disabled person around, there should be a number call under these circumstances. I mean, the American Disability Act is supposed to be a federal law. You go into federal court. Then why isn't there a federal enforcement? If there was a number that went right into a federal agency, whatever agency is designated by the government, and the person answering the phone would become involved, would contact the local police department, and they would have the authority to enforce the law. In other words, let's take an example. A typical example where a restaurant owner or manager doesn't want to let a blind person in with their dog. Okay? There's no enforcement. I mean, you got to go to court. You got to analyze it. You got to, get a lawyer. I'm going through it now with the accessor ride. But all that should be avoided. If the blind person has a dog and the dog is trained and the dog does the work, you know, and the dog is well behaved and so on and so forth, we should not have to spend our time and our lives going to court. There should be immediate enforcement through a phone call. Think of it in this way. If a person goes into a place and some stupid, idiotic, brainless individual says, "Oh, I don't want you in here. I don't like the way your eyes look," or whatever it is, you know. You know, the person can call the police, and the cops will enforce the law. I mean, you can't keep somebody out just because you don't like the way they look. If they're an undesirable, a criminal, something like that, that's a different story.
Good evening, everybody.
But there's an enforcement there.
Yeah. There is.
And that's what we should have. We should have
someone
from the government that we could call. And they should come down there or get the local police to enforce the ADA. And at the same time, there should be a fund at every agency to bring about accessibility. Because you can't have accessibility without the money to back it up. So you need the enforcement, and you need the fund. And the government, of course, should pay for half of that.
Of course.
Or in some cases, pay the whole thing, depending. If the agency can't raise the money, the government should jump in and pay.
Step in on that.
But the key is enforcement.
Yeah.
Without that enforcement, you don't have anything.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you can spend your whole life going to courts. Millions of us have been through it.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no enforcement of the law.
That's right.
Just enforce it the way everybody else would be treated. That's what we're talking about. Can you get rid of those voices in the background, please?
That would be my mother-in-law and my husband. I told
them.
Yeah,
well, please. We can't have that on the air.
Hold on, I got to tell them. I'll mute myself.
All right, Inner Sight and How the Americans Disability Act Should Be. Yeah. It should be enforced. It should be so that the money should be there to make things accessible so that a disabled person can walk into a place and know that everything is there. Let's say if you're going for a job, walk into a place and know that everything is there, or it can be there in the matter of a day or two. See, That would be enforcement. Not that you got to go to court and go years and years and years, and who's going to pay for it, and you know, that's nothing. That's a bunch of bull. Nobody has to go through that. Person goes for a job. They go into the place. They know the damn stuff is there. They can read it. They're either going to get the job or they're not.
So I have a question for you, Ghana. All right? We took out something in our petition, but I think now that you said something, I want to run it by you. Okay? We took out this line. People would go into fully accessible apartments paid for by, and we had originally set our program, but we didn't want, we'd rather have had it for the government to pay that.
Wait a minute,
is
you're talking
correct?
About the nursing homes.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about nursing homes.
He's talking in general?
Yeah, I'm talking about jobs. But what's the big question? Yeah, everything should be accessible.
True.
And the politicians should make sure it is.
Yeah.
Didn't we say
that?
I
agree with that. In this, we didn't. We just said people would go into fully accessible apartments, and then we said pay for, buy, and then we put our program name, and then once the money
No.
Raised,
we changed it.
I know.
We changed
that.
Did you make the change?
Yes, I did, but I'm saying...
Oh, so what are you reading that? That's the old one.
You're not hearing the question. Hold on. So what I want to do to this is I would leave part of it and take out just the part where it says our program name and use government instead. That's what I'd like to do because it has a good... structure to the sentence.
We said that the politicians should make sure that the dwellings are accessible.
Right. And
didn't we say that?
I don't believe so.
Read it to me.
The whole petition?
No, that part.
Well, this part just said people would go into fully accessible apartments paid for by, and it doesn't, we're taking out that, you know, the volunteer plus for freedom fund. Once the money is raised, we will lobby for strict enforcement of accessibility.
Is that the revised thing you're reading or the old one?
That is not the revised, but we took it out. Because I
yeah,
have,
read,
then
read,
I put
read
it,
the revised one, the one that that we finished.
Hold on.
What does it say?
Hold up. Let me get to it. It's down and up. It's down.
I don't know why you're reading the old one.
Let me.
We changed it.
I'll tell you why. Hold on, Frank. I don't know why.
All right, inner sight.
I'll give you right back
and,
to you. Hold on.
Yeah, and. Yeah, a person going for a job, the ADA should have enforcement. We shouldn't have to wonder or fight or, you know, it should be there. If the person doesn't want to hire somebody, you know, let it be because they don't believe that individual can do the job.
Right.
That's the reason.
Yeah, only reason.
But not because the equipment's not there to help
right.
us do the job, to, you know,
right.
modify it.
Yeah, let me go straight to the petition, okay? Because I put that directly in the petition at the time that you said it. So I got to look at it.
Well, just read that one part
yeah, I am.
That you were referring to.
Yeah, I am. Just let me get to it. All right?
We already went through this.
Yeah, I know. I just want to, I don't think we addressed that one. I don't know. I have to look.
Of course we addressed it. We said that the politicians should make sure that all apartments are accessible.
Right, okay.
with enforcement.
And if not, I'll just add that. Hold on, let me go to the bottom.
All right, Inner Sight, talking tonight about how the ADA should be and how these politicians should amend it and make sure that there's enforcement so that everybody can be equal.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm
it's absurd. What we have
we
to go
said,
through.
We said a lot, so I got to get to it. My eyes don't work that fast. Okay.
All right.
Here's what we said. Furthermore, people would go into fully accessible apartments. Politicians should legislate strict enforcement on accessibility. We urge
there it is.
President,
that's what we said.
Yeah. Yeah, we urge President Biden to sign an executive order to
so
mandate.
So what's your question? Wait a minute. What's your question?
Let me go back to the other one because there was something.
No, forget about the other one. The other one, we don't need the other one.
Okay.
It's old.
Let me.
Talking about this
okay.
one.
Okay, hold up. I wrote it down, so let me get back to it. All right. I wrote down near the other one. So let me get back to that, what my question was.
You said you had a question.
Yeah. Hold on.
All right. Don't forget, we're on television tonight, 7:30, Altice, on Channel 20. And that's weekly. We're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Wednesday night at 11. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And we're working on getting our YouTube show going, so
yeah, we
bear with us.
Okay. We put in lobby instead of, let me go back. We would lobby for strict enforcement as opposed to...
No, we took that out.
Yeah, no, we took that out. And then on this one... We put,
Yeah, we said that the politician should make sure that the places are accessible.
Yeah, that's what we did. So you still want it, though.
We don't
okay.
want, the reason I took out lobby is because I don't want people to think that we're going to use this money to lobby. We're going to use it.
No, we're not.
For volunteers for freedom.
Okay, yeah.
For people
okay,
to
let's
stay
say
out and get out of the nursing home.
Enforcement on accessibility. That's all. All right. No, I just
if
didn't
we,
know if we're going to leave that or not. Okay.
If we raise money for lobbying, that's a separate issue.
Yeah, it would be. Okay. That's all.
All right. Now, is that up on the Facebook? The
It's almost up on the Facebook. I had a lot of editing to make, but I'm almost all done with it.
The petition now, the updated version is on the change, right? Change.org?
Yes. They're both on the change.org. They're both updated, right? And they're both there.
All right. So do the Able News.
Yes. Okay. Able is Able's for, by, and about the disabled to serve the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Tomorrow night I want to look at the Able, see if we can find it, what they buy and sell.
Hey, yeah, that'd be good.
That'd
we
be
haven't gone to that in a while. Yeah. I
want to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And if you want to comment on how you believe the ADA should be enforced. We'd be happy to hear anyone, even if you disagree with us.
Yeah.
You know, we're open-minded.
Yeah.
So anybody out there want to comment on that, feel free. Just keep it clean. Turn down your radio, television, whatever it is you got.
Yeah.
And you can call in 213-816-1650. This is mostly a show that's listened to more than people call.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
We have a lot of listeners. All right. Anybody on the line?
We have Maureen, but she's listening. But once I say that, she always clicks in. We'll see if she wants
to
click in 2 seconds. Yeah.
She will.
Not yet.
All right, Inner Sight live.
Nope,
around the
not
world.
Yet.
So, yeah, the you know, the ADA. I don't know how they drafted this law. How they put it together the way it is. I mean, that it was so, it's so weak.
Yeah, it is.
So weak and wanting. And, I mean, when you just take one situation, it's been almost 4 years since they wouldn't let me ride the accessoride with my guide dog.
It felt like
now, what kind of a law? I mean, that looks horrible, that this country has a law like that that's not even enforceable.
Yeah.
You know, a blind person's dog and the safety involved. You know, that is horrible. That you have to go to court. You know, we're helping these courts get money.
Get riches. Yeah.
And you can't even sue for a lot of money with the ADA.
Yeah. No.
They're using us all the way down the line because there's no damn enforcement.
No.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Look at what's happening. The lawyers make money, the judges, the people who work in the courts are making money on us. The money is there for a court. But if you're blind and disabled and you're denied a guide dog, you can't go to court, even though the court is paid for.
Yes, it is.
That's a disgrace to this country, man, I'm telling you. That is horrible. You can't even go to court and get a summons, even though the taxpayers' money have paid for that. That's what
you
it comes down
something?
To.
I went right now to the ADAanniversary.org website, all right? And it says it has, like, little tidbits and, excuse me, I was going to say poop like that, and but more vulgar. I didn't on air. I stopped myself. Anyway, it has a lot of history about the ADA. So it says here that the ADA bans discrimination on the basis of disability in the areas of employment, public accommodation, and I'm going to continue when I get to this page. It just doesn't seem right at this point. And it's 31 years old as of this July. So I'm really...
What does it say about enforcement?
It doesn't say nothing about enforcement.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. What kind of a law is that?
Yep.
Who's the person who who's running this fiasco? Is there a name there, phone number, people running it?
I gotta look. Right now, it's not, there's no, I don't see anything that has a...
I mean, the celebration. Who's orchestrating?
No, there's no like real. It's a celebration. Looks like that's online because of the pandemic.
Yeah, but somebody still has to be, charge of it.
Yeah,
I want to get the name of the person.
Yeah, I'm
who's the chairman.
Okay. Hang on.
I want to talk to them.
Okay.
If you can find that name for me.
Yeah, I'm going to look.
But you see, world, there's an example.
Yeah.
There's material on a website that says...
I can't see it. Yeah.
That says that it's what's the word they use again?
That they will fight for your rights and stuff like that, but yet they're not fighting for the rights of even reading their own website, which is kind of
funny. No, wait a minute. You didn't answer my question. Read that again, what you read a minute ago.
Oh, I have to go back to it. Hold on. I was busy going to find...
You
got to
stay with things, man.
No, you didn't tell me to stay with that. You told me to look for their number. Sorry.
They said that it's supposedly, they didn't use the word against the law, but they implied it, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
That they're
but nothing about enforcement.
No. Throughout the year, celebrate 31 years of progress in access and inclusion. Americans with Disabilities Act and ADA anniversary, July 26th. Celebrate show and tell. I'm not here for show and tell. It's my life you're talking about. Sorry, I had to say that. Because it's just, this is what I think is a mockery right there. That's a mockery of my life. You shouldn't be doing show and tell. Seriously.
You don't know what they're talking about, so don't be so hard on it. What else does it say?
Well, let's see. ADA National Network celebrates years of service. Follow on Twitter. Let me see. Learn a read ADA publication and videos. Overview of ADA
timeline.
Okay,
so there's no contact person.
No, there probably
per se,
is.
Right?
It's just that I have to find it through a whole bunch of this stuff.
All right. Anyway, the point that we want to make is that there's no enforcement. They talk about this set of rules,
mm-hmm.
but there's no enforcement. I mean, what you have to do is file a complaint,
mm-hmm.
you know, go into court, you get an ADA lawyer, and the thing goes on and on and on and on, and the other side tries to dismiss it, and you know, it's just a horrible
system
situation.
Yeah,
they make fools out of people.
Yes, they do. Really,
you know,
they
and
do.
you don't want to get hung up in this thing, and yet at the same time. You want something done about it.
Yeah.
So what choice do you have? There's no enforcement. All right, anybody on the line?
Let me see. Yeah, I'm going to go back to that page. Give me a second.
The people in the nursing homes didn't benefit from the ADA.
Oh, no. No, they didn't, Frank.
They were left
in fact,
to die.
Yes, they were. I want to know
even
why.
You didn't even hear the Americans with Disability Act mentioned through that whole thing.
No.
Not once. I didn't hear it.
Not once. Mm-mm.
What good is
it? Yeah. You're right.
Who
what
needs a law
it?
Like that?
No.
You know what that is? That's the kind of law... that you'd have in a foreign country, a vague, haphazard, hit and miss law, to show that look we're giving people rights. That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
A half-ass law, from a dictator country. Yeah. Well, oh, we have rights. You know, here it is. Well, where's the enforcement? Oh, we have to decide that.
Yeah, right.
You know, when the person comes to court, you know, and it goes on for years and years, we have to decide if there is any enforcement. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They got to decide. Because there's no enforcement. In other words,
right.
They make it up as they go along.
That's true, though.
That's what that damn thing is.
Yeah. Maureen would like to speak now.
Oh, yeah, all right. Let's get Maureen from Queens.
Okay.
Inner Sight Live.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
What can I say? I'm so tired.
I help you tomorrow.
Thanks. All right. Thanks. I'm just so, you know, I'm so sick of people not doing their jobs in any way. I mean, I call the finance one for her reward letter. I said, do you have a copy of that? Or, you know, do I have to go to Jersey with it? Oh, no, I have that. I said,
like, why don't
well,
you, give
you know,
it
could
me?
You let me know? Huh?
It's like, why don't you give it to me?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, we know she has it probably, but, like, how do I get it? And then the other one, she wants the Medicare card. So I think Monday I am going to go down there, and I am going to bring the Medicare card, because I do believe I have it. They'll just have to look through the few I have, and get the award letter. And anything else I need, because I'm sick of having to do other people's work. I'm sick of, I have to do all the legwork and, oh, yeah, come down Monday. I bring it down Monday. You know, I can't just hop in a car and go do stuff all the time. I have to set up excessive ride trips, you know?
Yeah, no.
These people don't realize, and if they do, they don't care. You know what I mean?
That's right.
This, and I was thinking of something else with these evaluation things and all. Every quarter, they do the health care plan meeting. In fact, hers is on her birthday in 2 weeks. Why don't they just use some of that? It was only in February. How much could anything have changed, you know?
Nothing.
Why don't they just
Nothing.
Use some of that instead of all this 3 hours, putting a woman through 3 hours of God knows what, you know? And I'm sick and tired of strangers can be with my mom. The social worker will be with her for these 3 hours. I'm her daughter. If I test negative, why can't I be with my own flesh and blood mother? I am so sick of this country and the Gestapo tactics of family members can't be with their loved ones. But all this nonsense that goes on with other people that they're so concerned about. But people in nursing homes who want to be with their elderly loved ones, no, you can't do that. Enough is enough, people.
Yeah.
This pandemic, or whatever it is, scamdemic, plandemic, whatever this was, has to end at some point in time. People can't live like this anymore.
Well, I
they
got
can't.
Good news about that.
You have what?
I've got good news about that. Whatever, I believe things are going down. You know,
of
I don't know.
They are.
They are going down.
Yeah.
So I don't know what caused it, nor do I care. I'm happy that they go down. That's
How do you know they went up?
No, they have a whole bunch of...
They're going down.
They are going down.
They are going down, definitely.
Yeah.
But this nonsense of even after you had the vaccine...
Well,
or
viruses
even if you still have to wear
down.
The mask.
It has nothing to do with the medical profession.
That's why I said...
They
want to
take credit for it. It's got nothing to do with them.
No,
viruses
said,
die eventually. They're organisms.
That's what I what I said I meant. Is that I don't know what contributed to it going down, but, you know, I'm not going to say it's the vaccine. I'm not going to say it's time, it's herd immunity, or whatever the heck it may be. It went down, and I'm happy that it went down.
Right.
And I don't care what did it, to be honest. You know?
But they're
going
to have to stop with the mask. They're going to have to stop with the mask. People can't breathe with them. The summertime's coming now. another year of having the summertime. Well, I don't wear mine now. I really don't. I've been wearing it for a while. I don't have it on my face.
You do leave it with you, though, just so you don't get a fine, you know?
So no, they don't. They can't fine you outdoors. They can't.
No, but if you go in a store, they can.
Oh, in the store I wear it. I have to wear it in the store and transportation, but not in the street.
No, the street is fine.
No.
You're fine.
Because I mean,
yeah, it'll give you a
ticket
you can't read.
Yeah.
I wouldn't a ticket I couldn't read.
Yeah, no.
Well, they don't give tickets anyway, but, I mean, even if they did, I couldn't read it either. That's true, you know?
Yeah.
Because they don't care.
No.
Yeah. But I'm just so sick of everything. I really am, you know? Just trying to get everything. And I have to do this. I have to do that. Why don't they do something, you know? These people
just don't.
They should have sat down and explained everything to me, you know?
They don't.
No.
They don't know about half these programs existing.
No.
Well, they are doing something. They're protecting themselves from a lawsuit.
Right. Their
That's
their
main function.
Right.
They don't care about the person or you.
Truthfully, that these exist. Because when I went to find out about these, when I was told by other people, they were like, I don't know, ask your social worker, or ask your nurse care manager, or ask this and ask that. And I was like, listen, you're the one I was told to help me get out of the nursing home and what I'm supposed to do. You are the Medicaid representative. Why can't I speak with you? You're supposed to have everything. Oh, I don't always have everything. I know a lot through Medicaid, but I don't always have everything. Then why are they directing me to you? So you got
to
be forceful.
Well, how are you supposed to? How are you supposed to know things if they don't?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's just so ridiculous.
When somebody does that, it means they don't want to tell you the truth.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you
now,
know
the
what
other
I
one
did?
From...
I found out anyway, and I asked her the questions, and I wanted her to look into it and make her feel, I hate to say it, uncomfortable. She had to look for it. And she did. And then when she was done looking for it, I said, oh, you found it. So did I. I'm not being mean, but I'm just saying to her, you know, listen, you really have to help people with this when they come to you. It's really important. They really have to know this.
They don't care.
They don't
care. No. They pass the buck. They don't care.
They really pass the buck, yes.
Yeah, the other one who's been out for a week, the week before last, she comes back. Well, Monday I didn't get to talk to her. So Tuesday it was, we'll get the date for the evaluation because once that's done, we can get the ball rolling with everything else. And blah. I haven't heard back from her since. You know? It's just so ridiculous, you know?
I know.
It's just...
I know. Even
really,
you said earlier about wanting to, you know, just say I'll freak it and I'll just move in there with my mom. You can't even do that once they started everything. So you're between a rock and a hard place right now.
Wait,
so
say that again.
What you've got to do, you can't do that. You can't go and do that because they've already started community Medicaid for you.
To move on Medicaid?
Yeah.
Oh, so my.
I wouldn't... do anything. I thought about that when you hung up, and I'm like, oh, I'll tell her while I'm on air. I'll help educate other people.
No.
<know? laughs>
Yeah. There's too many rules and regulations. They should let people, like you say, don't take their home from them. Don't take their money from them. Leave them with some dignity in their life and some things that they need to help them survive.
That's right.
But in this country, it's all about... Money.
And the ADA should protect people under those circumstances, and it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's no enforcement.
Nope.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Excuse me, I'm going to say it, jack shit. It really doesn't. If it's done that, it would have, you know, sat down and said, okay, we have one program, and it's all ready and set to help people to get them out of nursing homes. Once they're out of nursing homes, all the people out of nursing homes, they can actually, you know, revise the a lot of those apartments and get people who are in their homes in a tight fit, say, because they had to immediately get out and you know, go to a location that they didn't quite like. They could actually help them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But right now,
it's
like, you know, it's terrible, to be honest.
It is.
You can't do anything without enforcement.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
Now you got it.
My friend told me the other night. My friend told me the other night, oh, they're not going to sing the national anthem at the ball games anymore. I said, well, that is utterly, if you start doing stuff, I said, what people should do before the game starts, everybody just start singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
We have to get our country back.
I don't understand why they're doing that.
Huh?
I don't understand why they're doing that.
Because we live in this radical, ridiculous country now.
That's crazy.
I mean, the Columbus Day Parade was going to be changed. They weren't going to call it Columbus Day.
Indigenous
Americans.
That's crazy, too.
And then we're going to have People's Day. We're going to have Indigenous whatever
day.
I hate that term. Indigenous, because I think it's very demeaning, that term. You know?
Yeah, it is.
Indigenous, am I saying it right?
Yeah.
You know?
It's Indigenous, yeah.
But if you take away, I mean, the statues and the this and the that, but please, if you go to a ball game and they say, oh, we're not going to allow you to say, everybody just starts singing. What are they going to do, kick everybody out?
Yeah. And
they can't do that
because
they want
American.
People to...
Every culture, you know, and every country has a national anthem.
That's right.
You know, I could see you changing it, but I can't see you, you know, just eliminating it. You know, that's crazy.
No, it's been our national anthem for how many years? And 200+ years. It has to end. Huh?
Yeah.
What's it?
It's over 200 years. That has been our anthem. Come on, people, get a grip.
So
that's
keeps
us
that's
together.
That's what I would do.
Didn't the national anthem come over a victory against the British?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It did. Yeah.
So why are they making a big thing over that?
Because they're taking everything away. They are just going to keep at it and keep at it and take everything away. And all our history will just
gonna
be gone.
It's going to change.
Mm-hmm. These are people that
you know, that could be interpreted in a different way because the British were very oppressive to the disabled.
Yes, they were.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We kicked their butt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So here, they're leaving out the disabled again.
Right.
Why don't they put us in there and say, hey, England got their ass kicked, you know, and then later on, we had to inner sight help to get the dogs in there.
Uh-huh.
So there's a connection.
Exactly. Yeah. And next, it'll be the Columbus Day Parade. They'll find something on St. Patrick, too. They'll get the goods on St. Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
They'll find something wrong with him, too, you know?
Right. Oh, they will.
Oh, yeah, they'll find something.
Trust me, I know they will. It's gotten to the point that
everything is being taken down.
Well, if they're going to have a People's Day Parade, all people should be equal.
That's right.
And we don't have that in this country.
What happened to the Disabled Day Parade? They did have one at one time, didn't they, a few years
ago?
Just, what happened to it?
It's just glorifying the American with Disabilities Act. That's half a law. It's not even half a law. I mean, I'm being serious. It's so sad.
Yeah.
You know, and I sit down and I go, well, why are they doing this? And they're, we're glorifying, you know, the American with Disabilities. And Frank and I just look at each other like, I don't think I'm going to be there. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not really a good, you know. It's not good to glorify something that hasn't given you freedom.
That's,
I don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow night we got the funnies here.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 9 on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Maureen, anything else you want to say?
No.
She's got a lot to say, but she's got little time.
We're gonna move on. We gotta end the show pretty soon.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
That's right.
Take care, Maureen.
The bottom line,
you
the
too.
No right. No enforcement of the ADA, and that's why all those people are trapped in those nursing homes.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the law, like the ADA, lets them down. Doesn't back them up.
So true.
Allows people to take away their homes and their money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and if you say that to somebody who's a lawyer or a politician, they say, oh, that wasn't the intent of the ADA. Well, what the hell good is it for?
Yeah, right. Then what'd you end up doing?
If it's not intended to protect people, what good is it?
Yeah. Well, what was it intended for?
Everybody else is protected.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you, Maureen.
I took her off when you started.
And we'll catch up with you. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and tomorrow night we got the funnies. Have some fun over here. We'll tell you about all the craziness that's going on in the Inner Sight, the Inner Sight version of it. Jimmy Dennigan will be here, and the rest of the gang.
Uh-oh.
And we'll tell you about Jimmy and. Jimmy and Kenneth always used to fight in the classroom.
Really? That must have been interesting.
All right, Inner Sight. And whether the politicians stand up with us or not, we're going to find a way to change this ridiculous law.
Oh, yeah.
Because too many people have suffered.
True.
Because of it, you know, and it's just horrible that everything that you hear about a disabled person leads you to believe that this law is no good, that they just stuck it on us, you know.
It's
the same old, and you know what the ADA is? It's the attitude of the agencies.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And that's why the damn politicians allowed it to pass, because they listened to the agencies.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't listen to the people. I spoke to Bahamundi the other day, and I told him about enforcement and all that. He says, I absolutely agree with you. They did it the wrong way.
Yes, they did. Yes, they
do. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends. And tune in tomorrow night. We're going to have some crazy stuff going on. Horns will go off, and bombs will explode, and everything else. And, we're gonna blow up the ADA tomorrow night.
That's good.
Put a firecracker under it. Cherry bomb.
There you go.
Ash can.
There you go.
Inner Sight. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And tomorrow night on the funnies. Hey, that's a good. We'll do a skit about that. How to blow up the ADA.
They might think you're going to do it and send the FBI.
All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.